This is the NY1 US Altar Node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar Node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar Node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
WB2KAO.
VA3DZP.
V3DZP, WB2KAO, around Dirt. WB2KAO.
This is the NY1 US Altar Node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
WB2KAO. V3MF, V3 Mike Fox, around Bob, WB2KAO calling. V3MF, WB2KAO. VE3HR, VE3 Hotel Romeo, you're on Russ, WB2KAO calling, VE3HR, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1 US Altar Node, 42675, in South Wales, New York.
WB2KAO.
Hey, Timmy, WB2KAO, WB2HJV.
Hi, Charlie. B2HJV, WB2KAO. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing? Have you had any luck liaisoning with Mr. Stevens?
Yes, I have, Tim. Yes, I have. I heard back this morning, and apparently I do have the diode switch. The parts weren't labeled. They just came in a bag, and some of the stuff looks different today than it did years ago. What I thought was the Zener, not the Zener. And the regular diode, to me, it looks like a Zener, or what I thought was a Zener. Anyway, I'm proud of them and switched to diodes. So, he agrees with the message I got from North, so I'm wrong.
Well, Charlie, if we were all perfect, we'd be upstairs with the big Dodger in the sky. That's what Tommy Lasorda said in an interview I heard with him years ago with Larry King. My father always said, well, that's why they put erasers on lead pencils.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, I'll have to take my time, but I don't, overheat these things or damage them. I did a pretty good job of scattering the first time, so they're quite secure. So anyway, I'll just take my time, one connection at a time, and we'll go from there. He says, let's let them know if it doesn't work, so I will do that.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, I'm sure you'll get it. You gonna work on this today?
I'll see. I mean, I get to it. Got another project going here. We got a light out in the hallway, and the three-way switch and dimmer is totally worn out. The switch is worn out. So whatever, bought a new one. Of course, they don't have that old style anymore. It was put in 45 years ago, so we got a new style unit here. So kind of messing with this at the moment. Thought it was gonna be an easy fix, but I don't know. We'll see.
Like Tommy, 82HW. Well, all you gotta do is this, yeah? Well, we know all about that.
Oh, it's easy. It won't take you long.
Yeah. First things first, right? Get the switch and the dimmer and the light going, and yeah, you'll get that too. All right, I'm going to bring my clothes upstairs. I just made a little rag-chew CW contact with a guy in Virginia on 30 meters. Other than running the SFTs and CWTs, I really haven't done too much rag-chewing. Mark and I got on last Sunday or the Sunday before, I forget now. By the way, he did pass his extra yesterday morning.
VA3JWO.
Hey, come on in, Will.
Yeah, I'm here to crash your party. I'm here in Coburg, actually, making my rounds and doing my thing at work, and I thought to myself, I wonder if we got any band conditions across the pond, so I figured I would turn on this radio here, and lo and behold, yeah, your repeater's not coming in too bad today. How you doing, Jimmy? Good to hear you.
Oh, doing fine, Will. You made our day. Charlie, come on in and say hi to our friend Will.
Yeah, good afternoon, Will. Happy Thursday, and nice to hear you in here today. Boy, I was surprised to hear your voice. Good to hear you. And I haven't been on JWO in a couple of weeks. I had a medical issue here that required some immediate attention. So I've been off of your repeater here for probably close to 3 weeks. Anyway, I got to get back on there and talk to Chris and Brett and Eric. I usually stay in contact with those guys. But hey, nice to hear you. And you got a nice signal coming in to Timmy's repeater. Back over to you, Will.
Yeah, VA3JWO. Hi, Charlie. Boy, what happened? Well, I mean, I don't. You don't have to answer if it's personal, whatever. I hope you're okay. A medical issue. Reading the word there. I hope you're okay. Hope things are well. Hope you sound good now. Wouldn't be able to tell otherwise. So yeah, I hope things are okay and on the up and up now, Charlie. I'm hoping you're doing all right. Yeah, I haven't been on much of that repeater. I listen once in a while, but I usually at the time I'm home and in coverage of that repeater these days. I'm kind of busy in the office doing things, closing up my day or having supper or whatnot. But I try and get on once in a while, whenever I can, when I'm in the vehicle, all that jazz. Look, I know you guys, I think you guys are maybe getting ready to sign off in a few minutes. Found the ring, Timmy's got some chores to do, but I want to jump in and just say hi, and I hope both of you guys are doing well. Charlie especially, since I heard what I heard there a few minutes ago. So, over to you, Timmy, VA3GW. What's going on over there?
Oh, we're doing good. Charlie had a little bump in the road there, a little heart attack, but he's going to be okay. They cleaned out one blockage, and another one they're going to do outpatient on the 21st. He'll be good for another 100K, right, Charlie?
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so, Tim. Yeah, this was back on July 13th. The night before, I felt some pressure in my chest and kind of faded away in about 10, 15 minutes. And then it woke me up about 3 in the morning, told my wife put me in the hospital, and long story short, it was a heart attack. And I ended up with two stents on the left side of my heart in an area called the widowmaker. Both areas were 99% blocked. So they fixed all that up, and I was in there in the lab or operating room, whatever you want to call it, for a full 3 hours. And then I'm scheduled to go back August 21st, and I've got another blockage on the right side. My right coronary artery is 90% blocked. So I still have that one to go through, but hopefully that'll be a little bit easier.
And
the first one was. That's my story. So they tell me I dodged the bullet, so I'm still here to make a few more QSOs, if you will.
Yeah, really, Charlie. Well, boy, am I ever glad that you caught it early. Some symptoms there, and that's good. Yeah, you reacted quickly. Yeah, you feel it the first time. Maybe it's nothing. Second time around, wakes you up in the middle of the night. Probably should get that looked at. Yeah, good on your wife for driving you in and looking after you that way. Blood surgery was sounds like it was fairly routine. And these days, I think a lot of those findings are fairly routine for a lot older age groups. So it's just some things for me as a young person to remember as I get older to keep my eye out just in case. I do a lot of driving. My job is a driving job. I don't get out and exercise enough. I am not in bad shape, but I'm not an athlete, that's for sure. But I understand that this can happen to actually anybody. Sometimes it's just what life does. So the most important thing is you're still here and things are well and you sound great. Otherwise, I couldn't tell otherwise. Sound like the same old Charlie I talked to you before, so I wouldn't have been able to guess that anything has changed. So, good. Glad you're on the mend, and I hope the next outpatient procedure goes well. So, there you go. Yeah, like Timmy says, good for another 100K. So, anyways, I'm going to get back inside here and finish up my work. I thought I'd turn this on and see if there was some activity here and see what kind of conditions we had. I'm glad that you guys caught you chatting here. Nice to stop in and catch up. Things are going good here, Timmy. By the way, I bought a house, my first home, north of Marmara, Ontario. So I move into that August the 30th, over.
Congratulations. I bought this home when I was 25, December 15th. I'll be here 50 years with friends, with wives, 50 years here. Coming up, I closed on it December 15, 1976. Congratulations, Will. Congratulations. That's wonderful. I just want to tell you real quick, the MTR went down a while ago and turned out to be the power supply, and the guys were able to get a nice SIF 28-volt power supply from Amazon and be able to put it into a battery divert, but to be able to trick it, to be able to run power and not beep all the time. And as you know, those power supplies are modular and very, very, very expensive, but Jim and Mike figured out the workaround and got her back up. Will, go ahead.
Yes. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but yeah, situation normal. Those power supplies on the Motorola Quantar power supplies, the Quantar power supplies are a little more reliable, but they're still, the company called Aztec. Motorola decided to not manufacture their own power supplies, and in fact, they just purchased, I think, Aztec power supplies, which very few people have the schematics for those. And some people do repair them. They fall victim, I think, to the same typical component failures seen in most switch mode power supplies. What they are, they are switch mode power supplies. Bad capacitors over time, and when the capacitor is finally short, they're exposed to extremely high voltages, upwards, they're 400 volt rated or whatever the case may be. So they're exposed to very high peak voltages, and over time, you know, those voltages break things down, and age catches up with it. And when they short, they can take out a bunch of other stuff, too, further on down the schematic diagram. So,
yep, I know what you mean. Been there, done that. I got a couple of standby 28-volt power supplies in case any of the MCRs. I got a mixture of VHF and UHF ones here in case any of those go down. The repeater, the 145.370, it's the Picton repeater that Charlie talks on once in a while. That repeater is an MTR 2000, but it's a low-power VHF one. So it's not the 100-watt one that's prone to failure. It's the lower-powered one, 40 watts at station. So it doesn't have to operate under such a load. So, yeah. Well, glad you were able to get it fixed. Sounds like you were in the good, capable hands of your technicians there. And, that mitigation technique is used by many. So, situation normal and happy it worked out so well. Back to you.
Yep, it worked out well. And, this is a 100-watt version, and we're only running it at 60 watts, I don't know, 40, 45 watts into the line or whatever. That's plenty. There's no reason to beat on it. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, fellas. Very good. Yep, and it worked out good, Tim. And, it took a little while to get the supply in hand, but once it arrived, it didn't take away long to get it installed. It came as a surprise, my first trip to the hospital. Everything was new, and there isn't time here to tell you about the whole experience, so I won't. But the bottom line is, I got out, and most of the problem was fixed. So we'll go back in a couple of weeks and get the rest of it done. So, and hopefully we'll just move on from there. So, anyhow, great to hear you, Will. And I know you got to get going there, so we'll say 7-3, and we'll try to catch up with the other boys here maybe over the weekend here. Take care, and good luck there with the new house. Don't catch you before then, so it's always exciting. Let's see, back over, who gets it here? Back over to you, Will, I guess. V3JWO, WB2HJB.
Yeah, very well, Charlie. V3JWO. Well, take good care of yourself. We're so glad to still have you here. And good catch to you and the wife there for executing the action plan quickly, and of course all the good doctors out there that do that. So we're so glad to have you still here, Charlie, because for many, like a good friend of mine, he lives up in Northern Ontario, and things that didn't go as well for him. He's still having complications from his heart attack. So glad that the things worked out well for you. So anyways, enough of that. All the very best. And Timmy, there's a setting in the CBS. I just clicked to mind one of your comments there. Yeah, there's alarm over wireline, and alarm over local audio or something like that. You can disable those so you don't get the beep. That's like another selectable thing on the Motorola Quantar as well. It's handy for that type of scenario. And yeah, I know the roll of the dice that you sometimes have to make. Oh, did I turn on the DC battery backup functionality in the RSS or not? Scratch of the head. Or you pretty much plug 28 volts into the DC connector and hope that it fires up. The MTR 3000, you can accidentally leave that off and then it will never turn back on again. You pretty much have to manually power up the controller with your alligator clips and program it. And then, anyways, glad you guys were able to get that functionality back. So I'll leave you with that.